About a half mile past the Brotherhood Bridge on Glacier Highway lies the entrance to what could be a new city plan subdivision. Greg Cheney is the Lands and Resources Manager for the City and Borough of Juneau.
So we're standing right here at the base of what will be an 86-lot residential subdivision. What our hope is to make a compact neighborhood, kind of in a traditional style, similar to the areas downtown Juneau or downtown Douglas.
This 26 acres of city-owned land has been identified as prime residential real estate for more than a decade. Mossy second-growth forest lines a plateau between Auk Bay and the Mendenhall River. Cheney sees potential here for scores of moderately priced homes. If the land were just sold outright, there would be no guarantee that small lots would be carved out or developed at all. So what does the city have planned? Relatively small houses on dense lots, up to 10 houses per acre, each not more than 1,000 square feet, no garages, and small backyards.
Our magic number is $250,000, because the mortgage payment on a $250,000 home is about the same as a rental in Juneau right now.
How the subdivision would be developed remains undecided. It would be up to the Juneau Assembly to determine whether shovel-ready lots would be sold off individually or in bulk to builders.
The city is not building houses. We're only making land available. All construction will be done by the private sector.
That's something Cheney repeats often. As one of the largest local landowners, the city and borough has to tread carefully when it offloads property onto the private sector.
Just because we build the project doesn't mean we have to just dump them. We'll hold on to the lots and disperse them as the land market dictates. So we're not going to depress the market.
But some land developers aren't convinced and eye the project with suspicion. That's because there is unease with the city being so closely involved with the economics of a housing project. Earlier this month, at a meeting of the Juneau Affordable Housing Commission, land developers that sit on the commission predicted pushback when it's reviewed by the Assembly.
There's a bunch of players out there who pay a lot of property taxes, and they got some influence on the Assembly.
That's Wayne Coogan, a prominent developer. He's also vice chair of the commission and voted against endorsing the project. Here he is again predicting political opposition to the project as proposed.
I'm worried that if we don't think about the political dimension of this project, that'll come to the Assembly. They will meet head on the political dimension of it, and then we will not have done our job.
Coogan did not respond to requests for comment to clarify.
The comment that I hear a lot is, oh, you'll be flooding the market.
That's Juneau's chief housing officer, Scott Chambor. He says the private sector hasn't built moderately priced homes fast enough to meet market demand.
And I think historically, you know, we've always struggled with this type of a housing product. We'll continue to have difficulties developing single-family homes. And so anything we can do to get these units on the market is important.
But those in real estate are not so sure.
A free market is not something you control. You put it out there and it becomes what it becomes, based on what the market demand is.
That's Juneau real estate broker Marty McCune. He has specialized in residential real estate for more than a decade.
A great idea that the city gets involved and helps out with the infrastructure and putting that in place, but to get involved in competing with the local developers in developing a neighborhood is not the right way to go.
He echoes developers who have called for the city to sell off larger parcels to private developers.
Developing the lots and just asking builders and selling lots off one at a time to each contractor is not the way to do it. They should sell off a parcel and let the developers develop the lots.
The city would also be looking for partners. The Tlingit Haida Regional Housing Authority has already been approached. Nothing's been signed, but acting CEO Joyce Niven says the housing authority is
very interested in a possible partnership with the city on the Peterson Hill subdivision. We're supportive of the efforts of the city to meet the housing needs in Juneau, and in particular, to create affordable home ownership opportunities for moderate income working families in Juneau.
The Planning Commission will be asked to approve the plan on Tuesday. If it does, the Peterson Hill project gets its first hearing before the Juneau Assembly at a March 13th committee meeting. Balancing free market principles against the currently high barrier to home ownership experienced by middle-class families is something the Assembly will have to grapple with. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.